Usually I don't do this, but drop that 50. I'm gonna add my little Kanye twist to it. Add a couple of strings and samples. Show you what mine is all about. Let's go. Okay. Here we go.
Give me kiss, kiss. I know you want
Roller, Mondo. Kiss, kiss. Let's
do
this.
What's your name, little mama? Come on, just pretend. You don't know who I am, I don't know who you are. Let me take you on a trip beyond the moon and the stars. Lay back, relax, let's stay for a while. Love the little things you do, the way that you smile. Got me feeling all these feelings, I ain't felt in a while. Got my inside screaming like a 4-year-old child. I'm hungover, oh baby, bend over. I got a couple of moves I wanna show ya. Known in the streets as Mr. Famous. Turn around, let me give you a taste of famous. I'm bad, but I speak the truth. It's a dirty world out there, watch what you do. You see, I'm like a heavy hitter. When I hit it, I hit it. Mind on music, this is just the beginning.
Okay.
Drink and slow down. I won't slow down. You better check security to calm me down.
You see, I'm known all over the globe. You can catch me on the net at the Roller Zone. My body language is speaking Spanish. I can give it to you any day in any language. Baby, this is for my grown folk. Women, put it on them, let them boys know what's cooking.
Roller, roller. My body's waiting for you, baby.
Next level.
Give me kiss, kiss. I know you want this. Give me kiss, kiss. I know you like this.
Now how do you suppose going about finding a cure when you've never been exposed to a love like this? And the love that's in the air rises through your nose and a burst of emotion acts like when a virus does exist. Hits, then it's exit all control. Then she exists deep inside your soul. Now, in a saltwater dream, I gave y'all prophecy and what she really means to me. I said her voice is like the river. Been taking many drinks so I could keep up with her. So figure that a river's water is like wine. Got me hung over in no cure I want to find in time. Hope that your love ain't blind. That I dare you to find a better man than I. So know that I love you, please don't miss this dance. Cause I'm feeling kinda close to the desert. I am Arizona. Yeah.
I don't want it.
Woo!
I don't want it.
Come on.
Give me kiss, kiss. I know you like this.
Okay. All right. All right. Next up here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, we have Galina. How do you pronounce your last name?
Kupsova,
right?
Yes.
Yes. And nice to speak with you again. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Great. I remember going to your house in Seekonk a few years ago, and you cooked some nice, great food, Russian food.
Thank you.
Yes. And you have a CD that's out now, of course. It's called Hava Galina.
It's Hava Galina, H and an N.
And tell me about your inspirations for this great music. A lot of Jewish music is, you know, I have a lot of Jewish fans out there, you know. Where do you get your inspirations for this for this CD?
Well, my CD is in three languages. It's Russian, Hebrew, and English, of course. And we try to put, you know, the most of, you know, maybe popular songs and some of the songs what people didn't know yet. But we hope after this CD people will know this song. One of the songs, my husband, he knows this song. And I don't know.
And your husband produces. What's his name?
The name of the song, The Jerusalem.
But your husband produced it. What's your husband's name, too? If I want to give credit for your husband.
Husband's name is Sergei Kupcov.
Awesome. And, of course, your background, I mean, is Jewish, right? But just like my background is Jewish, right?
Yes, correct. I grew up in Russia. Yes, I am a Jew myself.
And how long have you been living in the U.S. To tell our fans this?
15 years.
15 years. So, did you do a lot of music in Russia too?
Yes, definitely. We perform in Moscow, St. Petersburg, and Crimea, Black Sea. We travel a lot with my husband, and we travel, you know, the overseas, just with all over the country. It's my profession.
And Galina, where are you going to perform this? Are you going to go to a lot of synagogues and churches to perform this? Or where can we find your music, like, you know, you performing live?
Yeah, thank you so much for asking me, because actually tomorrow we're leaving from New Jersey to heading. And at some of the shows and at some of, you know, the concerts, invite us to perform my music. And of course, we have a great chance to sell this CD. And recently we have a phone call from the wonderful Jewish assistant living house. It's in Warwick. It's called Tamar. It's for performing on the concert to do in different places.
Okay. And so you go on different synagogues too, right?
Yes.
Awesome. And where can people find your contact information, by the way, if people want to get a hold of you?
Okay, you can put, you know, just people can write email for me. That's Chemagel, Shemagel, that's Shemagel, at verizon.net.
So Shemagel, G-E-L at the end?
Yes.
Okay.
And Galina, half of
Galina. Okay, half of Galina, okay. And, of course, I was listening to your CD today with my parents. My parents loved your CD, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Well, please, you know, contact me, and we'll be happy to sell you. Please, you know, just doing the more promotion for the Jewish music, for the Jewish feast. Welcome.
And I like track number 7 because that's featuring your granddaughter on Hava Nagila. Saraya is your granddaughter, of course, and she's in the song. I like that song, how you blend your granddaughter's voice in there.
Thank you, but actually it's my husband's idea. You know, he is most of, you know, the editing and mastering my CD, and a lot of musicians from Israel, from Russia, in America have a good effort for my CD. Doing the music track, and then, of course, you know, my husband, he put together, he decided to put the Saraya's voice. She does really well. She looks like, you know, they performed many years before.
Well, I'm going to debut that song, Hava Nagila, okay? I want to thank you for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro show today, okay?
Thank you so much. You have a great night. Say hi to your family.
I will. And much respect to your family, and thank you for doing my show.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, shalom.
Yes, and of course, that is Hava Nagila, of course. Selena Galina Kupcova featuring Saraya Kupcova, of course, here on Lose How the Derek Shapiro Show. J Rhythm Radio, Kirk Cameron is up next.
Hour.
All right. So far, you know, this is a great show. Back here on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 54, www.derekshapiroshow.com, J Rhythm Radio, of course. J Rhythm, you know. Of course, we have three different radio people I played on the show. Buddy Sancy from WPRO so far. And, of course, Neil Anderson from 1380 WNRI in Woonsocket. Of course, I play a little George A. Castro, because every time we enroll in town, we're on the WSNE. And, of course, I don't get this many shout-outs to all the radio shows a lot. And, of course, I want to give a shout-out to one other music internet radio show here in Providence, DJ Ruckus's MusicFiend.com. Me and Rollo were on that show last week. And I want to give thanks to Russian Roulette, by the way, and Jay Profane for promoting my concert, helping me out, because coming from Atlanta, of course, we were traveling and some things went haywire, but they did a wonderful job. Give a shout-out to them. And Jay Punk and you, by bringing, you know, the people that you know, I want to give a thank you. But now we're coming up to this great guy, of course, Kirk Cameron. This is the third time this is funny now. Kirk Cameron now, of course, last time I interviewed him, it was the two times by phone. We split this up, of course, three different things. Last time was about the church. We talked about the church in Marietta. He came to the Roswell Baptist Church on Roswell Street back in August. And I split this interview up because he talked about Boner. I asked him about Boner, who played his friend on Growing Pains, who was found dead. And he gave... you're going to hear the interview. The next part of the interview, I'm going to hear it next year when we touch base about Leonardo DiCaprio. Because Leonardo DiCaprio, before he was in Titanic Kate Winslet, he was in Growing Pains. Of course, you know Robin Thicke, J Rhythm, right? Robin Thicke?
Yes, we do.
Yes, Alan Thicke's son, of course. So I asked him about that. But not during this interview, because I think this interview should be just about Boner. And of course, I asked him about that. And it was funny because before we play this pop, for the first time at the Roswell Baptist Church, we met him face to face, me and Rolla. We have pictures with him. And the first thing he said out of his mouth, I went up to him. I said, "I'm Derek." I says, "Derek." I said, "Derek Shapiro." I said, "Oh my God, Derek Shapiro, you're a celebrity." I says, "No, Kirk, you got that wrong. You're a celebrity, you know." He says, "Well, I'm an internet celebrity, so I guess, you know, I'm an internet celebrity." And it just brings back memories, Jay. Remember when I interviewed Tony Petrarca and the beginning of my first start of the show? I said, "He's a celebrity." That's how I felt, I guess, when I got called a celebrity by Kirk Cameron. Mm-hmm. But anyway, here is the Kirk Cameron segment, of course. Me asking about Boner from Growing Pains at Rich Production Studios in Marietta. And I must ask you, too, on another note, too, because this happened since the last time I interviewed you, of course. Your friend Josh Andrew Koenig, right, who played Boner?
Yes.
What's your thoughts on, you know, him? You know, he committed suicide, right?
You know, I don't know if it was suicide, Derek, or what it was. It appears that it was. You know, they found him up in the bushes somewhere, and he had battled with depression, apparently. And exactly how he died, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, my heart was, my heart sank.
Right.
I was very upset. And, you know, the sad part is that he's not alone. There's so many people that I knew, that I grew up with in Hollywood, who had similar fates. You know, you take the River Phoenix.
Yeah.
A drug overdose. He's, you know, he died at the Viper Room, and you see so many kids who wind up in jail, strung out on drugs, alcoholics, their families falling apart. You know, child stars have a very, very difficult road.
Exactly.
And so I was very sad to hear that, but at the same time, it wasn't the first time. Corey Haim.
Yeah, exactly, Corey Haim.
You know, he died just right around the exact same time, within a few weeks, I think. And I grew up with him auditioning for the same parts also. He died of drug overdose. So
did you speak to Andrew like any weeks prior before his death?
I did not speak to him. No, you know, I hadn't heard from him in a long time, and you know, I just heard on the news that he was missing. People were asking if I had heard from him or if I could get in contact with him.
Sure.
And I couldn't. And well, then I got the news of his death.
And of course, that was the interview of Kirk Cameron. And the next up on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show after that is the number one song for the month of September, which is Trina featuring Diddy and Kerry Hilson with Million Dollar Baby. And by the way, Trina's going to be on my show next year, a new interview. And here's the number one song of September of 2010.
I need a million dollar girl. I got you.
I got you.
Come on. Let's go.
He don't want no more, but since I got that check, he's running back to me though. Million dollar manicure, better go, good to go. Everybody's on my shit, cause I got all the news.
Watch out.
Follow me, we can do whatever. Got some lobster on together, we can blow till we see heaven. I'm gone, cause it's a new world. I want some new pearls, just remember I'm a million dollar girl. Here we go. Well, I'm gon' buy these heels, and you could dream about if you had it. It's too much on your dome, just remember I'm a million dollar girl.
The world so far out this atmosphere. I could throw 100 million out the cockpit of my lair. That's dirty money. You starving, hungry. I got a million of singles, take it all or shake it for me. No raining, my millions hydroplaning. And I'm done with Sandro paying and my Lambo escapading. I'm richer than all the riches in the world. You ain't no groupie, and I ain't trying to buy you. I'm trying to slide you about them Gucci.
Kirk Cameron interview here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show. J Rhythm Radio, of course, here in Providence, Rhode Island. Of course, Kirk Cameron was done in Rich Productions, so thank you to Repeat. Thank you to Repeat. I always repeat myself with a repeat. Thank you to, of course, J Rhythm. Couldn't do the show without you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's good to be back, ladies and gents.
So how would you rate the show on a scale of 1 to 10?
We're at a 6 because Derek is unorganized.
Well, I am organized on the notes, though.
I've been saying that throughout the whole episode. Nah, but we've been doing good. Yes. It's been fun.
I'm more organized, though, I gotta say, from before.
Before. You were just crazy. Papers everywhere. And
But I'm organized in the email. I guess I'm just not organized by printing things out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we gotta start doing that.
Yes. it just so things, so many things happened this past week, and just running different places, and you know, it just, you know, my time's so limited. I should get, you know, more help. I don't know. It just, oh, crazy. But I do thank you, Jay Rhythm, though. I want to give you a round of applause. Thank you very much, though. I much appreciate.
No problem.
I could do the show in Atlanta, though. But you know, you're the founder of my show. You know, Roll always reminds me of that, and I never forget it. You know, you're the one I started with, of course, and I don't get this opportunity to do it here with you. And of course, I could do it with Rich Productions back in Atlanta if we didn't do it today.
Yep.
Or I could have done it with Owl Creek Band, you know, with James Watson. But I want to do it with Jay Rhythm. And
yeah,
you know,
we're here. We're here. We're doing this thing. It's a great show.
Yes. And of course, I want to give thanks to the one and only, again, Galina, because Kupsova. I want to thank everybody for Buddy Cianci, of course, once again. Thank you to Mayor Cicilline. Thank you to Lincoln Chafee, Karen Adams, retiring at the end of the year. Going to miss you. Neil Anderson, thank you very much. And much respect to George A. Castro. I want to thank Vilma, and I want to thank all the bands, Better Unknown. And on my next show, we'll be back in Atlanta, of course, back down south in the hot Atlanta. Next, you know, in November, and we're gonna have hopefully the soldier, and we're gonna bring back Tony George, the second part of his interview. But his last time on the Kirk Cameron, the first time we had Tony George, and we're gonna talk more about the football camp he has in Charlotte, North Carolina. Oh, we'll talk about, I forget what part of the interview it was, but anyway, we'll have Tony George back, and we'll have Adila Barnes. She was on my show last year, and we bring her back with a phone interview. And she actually contacted me about getting her last interview to her. So I asked her, can you do another interview with me? But she has a college tour coming out. And she was she played in Roseanne. And she was in the movie with Hilary Swank, I Enjoyed Angels. She's been in CBS's Cold Case. So she returns to my show next month of November. And that's my last show before the end of the year countdown. So that's, and I do thank you for the listeners in viewers out there. You could reach me at Derek Shapiro Show at yahoo.com. You can reach me on MySpace / Derek Shapiro Show. My Facebook kind of got messed up. I'm reorganizing that. You could go to my YouTube / The Derek Shapiro Show, with many cool things on there. And until next month, you have a great month. And Jay Rhythm, you want to say any closing remarks? I'll let you say it.
Closing remarks. Thanks, everybody. This has been a pleasure. We don't know when we're going to get to do it again, Derek, because you're going back down south.
That's
so
right.
So it's a privilege to do this again. You know, you're doing your thing there. I'm doing it here.
That's right.
More good music on the way. And, hey, you never know. Next time, you'll be probably interviewing me in Atlanta.
I hope so.
So,
and still, I won't be prepared either, right?
Yeah, and we won't be prepared. I'll be off the plane. We'll be waiting and...
And just please don't get on me, just like how Repeat gets on me, because I know you too will gang up on me and say Derek's not prepared, right?
True story.
Yes, it is. Take it easy.
All right.
Bye-bye.